Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Machshirin. We are in the fourth parak, Mishnayos Ches and Tes. We say as follows: Kedera Shimalei Mayim. Let's say we have a pot that's filled with water. Our pot is talking about a kli cheres. A kli cheres has a hard time being able to be kashered once it becomes a problem. Right? And let's say it is filled with water, unisuno socha mikvah, and then it's put inside a mikvah. So, and then a tummy person shoves his hand, upashat avatumas yadolusocha, and a tummy person who is an avatuma, which means he touched a dead body and he has an ability to convey the sense of tuma to Adam and Kalim and foods, all things together. So as that avatuma, he goes inside, and since Kli Cheres is susceptible to Tumah on the inside, so he goes ahead and he sticks his hand inside. Now the pot is going to be considered Tameh. However, it should be pointed out that the water in the pot, because the water in the pot is connected to the mikvah water, that's called Hashaka, so that water is going to be able to be Tor. Right? Maga Tumos, but if the fellow... So the earthenware pot is tummy, but the magatumos, if the fellow shoved his hand inside, was not an avatuma, but rather a rishon latuma. So in such a situation, tahora, the pot is going to be tar. And why is that? Although the liquids can make a person, liquids can become tummy by a rishon latuma, and it can in turn go ahead and make the utensil tummy midirabanan, right? Still notwithstanding, it's going to be tahora in this case, because of the process of hashaka, right? However, ushar kol amashkin, but if the pot was filled with any other liquid other than water, in which case there would be no hashaka. Let's say it was filled with wine. Let's say it was filled with milk or oil. So in those situations, tamein, so then they are going; those liquids are going to become tamei. She'en amayim mitarin eshar amashkin. Water, the mikvah water, can't go ahead and be mitar other liquids in that situation. Amemali bikilon. Let's say somebody fills an irrigation pipe, right? Why is he filling this irrigation pipe? He sets up a conduit, the irrigation pipe as a conduit bringing water from a bay or a lake to a field in order for it to provide irrigation. And let's just assume the way that Tiferes Yisrael does, that this pipe is made out of wood or some sort of cheres. So now he separates it, and he wants it to be able to be... Hechsher, Moksha Lakabel Tuma. So the answer is the liquid stays inside Ad Shloshi Yamim Temeim. For the first 3 days, we can assume that if fruit rolls through there or something else rolls through there, it's going to be Moksha Lakabel Tuma. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, what are you talking about? Im Nagvu Miyad Tahorim. If you dried out the inside of the pipe, so then by definition it's going to be Tahorim. Lo Nagvu, if you didn't go ahead and dry it out, Safilu Ad Shloshim Yom Temeim, even for 30 days, later, there's going to be moisture inside, and it's going to be mukshar lekabel tuma. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.